This is Dana.
This is Elle.
This is Yanni.
This is Duncan.
This is Joanna.
This is Will.
This is Caitlin.
And we're still iPodcast Magic Missile.
Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
Highlights! Tell me about Tal.
Tal, what do you want to know about her?
Who does she have pull on?
Who does
she want to highlight her?
Ah, yes. Well, I think... Brooke, we haven't done you in a while.
Okay. I'm going to go with Arcane.
Yeah!
That way, you know, if you do something arcane, you might be able to level up instantly.
Are you almost at your...
You should think about what you want.
So, remember he has the whole... He has the thing where if I go out with his plan, he told me his master plan, if I go along with it, he gives me XP. So there's two more XP coming. I have three, so if I use an arcane, that's three XP, and I level up instantly from, you know, punching Quinn in the face, basically.
Okay, so I'm gonna highlight Sly. You play the king. You gotta be Sly.
Yay, Sly!
I think you're good at it all, Rook.
All right. What do you want?
Who has pull?
Yeah, with
my good buddy Lem.
Yay,
Lem. What should I do?
You should be fierce.
Yay!
You gotta teach me how to be fierce.
I can
so
teach
you.
You
gotta be fierce.
Okay, I can teach you how to be fierce.
Yeah.
Okay. So wait, that was fierce?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then, since you're getting fierce, let's see. Let me see here. Who's the Ulster Sheet thing?
Sure.
Majig.
It's called a what's it.
A what's it?
Bobber. Bobber's important.
Oh, what's it, Bobber?
He said, who's a Bobber?
What's a whoop?
So who's a Bobber? It's kind of like a what's it thingy.
So
it's a technical term.
So.
Yeah, we'll go back.
I was like, no name
you know
to
what?
Adam.
Let's do Steady.
Honky.
Okay.
Steady.
That sounds like a gnome porn name.
No, it had a second name, a last name, which was just as funny, and I can't remember it for the life of me, but I remember Honky Bonk.
That does sound like a gnome porn name. And now I've got that image in my head. Thanks. And now you've got that image in your head. Ha ha. Sorry, misery.
I have that image
audience.
In my head. Hey-o.
You're welcome. Those five of you that are in there. Scup is happening.
Scup. A lamb.
Yes. We should tell me what to do.
We will do that.
I should tell you what to do.
What were you last week?
I was studying arcane.
Starcane, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a star? I am Iron Man.
let's give you Sly and give Dana the hard decision.
Oops, yay.
Pass it
Sly
over.
Sly is going to be exciting.
Should it be a lot easier now to talk? Now that I don't have to flip my things all the time?
I know. Well, you know, it's universal.
Mm.
So there's no point in not. What do you want?
You can do something interesting like, what is it? Wily or arcane. Since fierce, basically the things I would be using fierce for, I roll with Sly.
Have you been arcane in a while?
I was arcane last time, and I was steady last time. I'm also at 5'3", so I could also not, you know, XP grind. That would be fine. Which is why I think that arcane or wily could be.
Let's do arcane again.
Okay.
It's fine. I just, I'm entertained by that.
Yes. I love talking to my me.
And I love talking to you as your me.
Yes.
Who did that highlight there?
I did. Unfortunately, I have to break the circle.
Oh, no.
Or make the circle very small. I think I'm going to give it to Rook.
All right.
Will. Your choice. Please not fierce.
No, definitely.
I don't mind doing it occasionally, but I didn't have a chance last time.
I think you are need to be wily.
Okay. I can do wily.
I think you need to.
Sly.
Okay. That will probably be helpful.
That's what I figured. That's why I said it. Quinn.
How about... Have you already...
No.
Philip.
Make a very small loop.
What were you last time?
I don't know. I always erase it, so I can't answer that question.
I'm in the same boat.
It's intentional.
Mm. And I won't tell you.
What do you want to do?
Not study, because I don't roll it.
Okay. You know what? I think you need to kill bitches today, don't you? So you might want to be fierce.
Okay.
And arcane.
Ooh.
I haven't gotten to do this in a while.
Yeah, I want to see Quinn.
Quinn's me.
Quinn self.
Fellow. Quinn self.
The unspeakable Quinn.
Oh, that's even funnier if you've ever been on Tumblr.
Tumblr, yeah.
Demi Quinn.
You don't want to know.
Is this a sliders thing?
You're happier.
No. You don't want to know.
You're happier for
me. I actually really do want to know. We'll talk about it later or I'll be filled with rage.
Good. Then we can highlight your fears.
Okay. I am...
So what else? Who else is... Can you, somebody else has to highlight your thing.
That should actually be... It should be probably Talagan.
Oh, you should have Wily.
I was hoping you'd say that. That's just the right answer. Especially since... I don't think we've actually seen... No, Fellas had Wily highlighted a lot, but... Yeah. Where's everybody at XP-wise right now?
4.2. Zero.
No, I mean, point, but what point?
I'm also 4.2.
5.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. 5.3.
Two of them at 5.4.
I should be at...
Yay for 5. Being at the answer 0. And way behind.
All right, so everyone is roughly in the 4 or 5 range, which is fine. Good, good. That means that I don't have to worry too much. Beginning of session moves. We.
I got a 10.
Oh,
yay!
You have to do it now. 10,
you got
you're
one wasting anyway.
A 10.
Well, that's a...
She stole your dice power.
Apparently.
That's a superpower? Is that less, stock luck from other people?
Less bad news than it would have been last time.
Oh, because you upped your arcane?
I got rid of judgment.
Oh, yeah.
Now I just have hunger and savagery.
Well, that's healthy.
That's a 5.
Oh, you gonna...
Yeah, no, that's nothing.
Oh, good. What a great first day on the job.
There are worse things than savagery.
Yeah.
Hunger?
Party. Not when there's a dragon in there. Or two, actually. Because there's like now like kind of 1.5 dragons.
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily directed at you.
So, you know, 1 o'clock at 8 p.m., 1.5 dragons.
Quan.
That's exactly what I was
Roll for Quinn self.
10.
So you're in good grace of the Lady Liana.
Oh, yeah. And 10 means I heal at disobedience, too, right?
Yep.
Nice.
All right.
As long as it's not 1.5 dragon
what,
graces.
What did you say?
That's because you're going off to pick up Tal.
Yeah.
Do you have a...
I have used 3 uses of my healer's bag using moves, and I'm supposed to recharge it with a barter. I basically just need more stuff.
All right.
I have to run to the store.
Hey,
if there's free time for you to do it,
range and interaction.
Let me know if there's any downtime where you would have done it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think I would have sent one of my minions to go do it. I just wanted to check with you during this phase.
Oh, wait, like before Reaping Day, or because it's been Reaping Day, right?
Yes, it's been Reaping Day.
So, did you use up a bunch of that stuff during Reaping Day? Right?
Yes, I basically used.
Which
it
means
on
that you need to you need to have a free moment where you could send Block or Ceiling off to get it.
Exactly.
As soon as you do, let me. As soon as that opportunity presents itself, but until then, consider yourself out of stuff.
Ooh, you do have the barter I gave
yes,
you for Tal and I.
Yeah, I'm totally good on the barter.
Now you can do only harm.
Yes. I can. I have no good things to give you.
Do you have any other moves?
No, I don't. I just wanted to ask about that.
Alright.
Rolling first.
How does Lady Ileana like me?
Bam.
A lot.
Loves ya.
All your people make successful rolls
the crown.
And stuff.
Yes, you are.
I want to talk to her about an arrangement. At some point. Oh, and I guess I no longer have my gang as it was. My militia is different now.
Well, you're gonna have to discuss this. This is going to be a significant discussion. Mm. So yes, you don't need the other move.
Nope.
I'm good.
You are in good graces, Lady Faela.
Good.
So you are the crown.
I am the crown.
Yes. There are other crowns, but you are the crown of the playbook. That does not necessarily mean that you are the king of all the universe.
No, indeed.
It certainly means that you are a lord. Officially and such and whatnot. I am willing to say that, now, from the fiction, I feel like you are the lord of what used to be Lady Liana's Keep as well as of the Rookery at this point. You may at some point become the lord of, what the town is. I keep forgetting the name of the place.
Doroth.
You may at some point become the lord of Doroth.
We'll see about that later. That's not in my purview. Okay.
I just wanted to make sure that you understood that you don't suddenly become...
No, I know.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
In fact, I might not necessarily even be a lord in title. I could just be a particularly powerful political figure who has the control of a lord.
Because it's about your role in the fiction and not your...
It's not my title.
Specific title. Although at this point, it seems like at least Lady Faela is interested in maintaining the position that you are actually a lord, which actually turns out you are. You're noble.
That's true.
But very few people actually know this, for sure.
Or Wianna.
That's what I mean, yeah. Faela knows.
Yeah.
That's true.
Not pleased.
she might be. I haven't talked to her about it.
Yeah, sorry, but you're right, you haven't. All right. So let's talk about your new playbook.
All right. So, I grabbed...
That's an interesting thing.
I tried to recreate what I figured Lady Liana's household would be like. So, it's... I am the ruler of a castle slash town, which is close... somewhere in between the two. It's a mildly defensible manor around which farmland is surrounded. I have a symbol of power, which is a fetish necklace. I have 200 to 300 souls in this, and get a little overcrowded. Not necessarily, I don't know about overcrowded, because it's sort of farmland, but it's in order for Lady Liana to make a serious play for, Gaius's throne, I imagine that she would have to have a fair amount of territory, particularly because she lives outside of the main city.
She makes up in area what she...
Yeah.
Okay. So is overcrowding actually a feature there on the list?
It says overcrowded. I don't think that's necessarily...
You know what?
Maybe just the farmland, the arable farmland is just small.
That's possible as well.
And so there's like big straps or big strips of like rocky area that just can't be farmed.
That could,
but she has control over.
Yeah, that's true. She could have more territory than she has useful territory.
Precisely. Yep.
Definitely. We have protection tribute, and that gives me additional barter if it works out, and obligation if it, as a want. I've got a large militia, which includes my personal guys.
That now supersedes your personal band of dudes.
And combined with Lady Liana's household guard.
Yes. Which are not as well armored and not all have horses.
No, they don't. And
so you can have a small, well armored militia in any given engagement, or you can have a large militia that isn't.
Yeah, because on average they're not.
Yeah, exactly. Now, your individual men are unlikely to be the ones that get killed if you get hit with a bunch of damage, right? Mm-hmm. Or harm. Okay. As long as you're comfortable with that.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
It does make perfect sense to me, too. I love the fact that you just go with the fiction.
Mm-hmm. As a want, I have disease because my people are filthy and unwell. Frickin' peasants.
Yeah, well.
And my militia is a pack of rabid dogs. They are savage.
Hey, do you have a beginning of session move now?
I do have a beginning of session move now. I'm gonna roll plus fierce. While my rule is
uncontested. It's currently uncontested.
I gain all surplus bonuses, and now, I don't have any wants.
Okay, now remember that the barter you get from that, or the is not permanent barter. It is simply barter you can dispose of this session.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like it. Heavy is the head, though.
Heavy is the head.
Oh,
Rook may think he made it.
Oh, and because it's a hard roll in playbook, you don't have additional moves from that other than your leadership move, or whatever it is.
I don't get the extra move.
Oh, do you? Does it say you get another move?
You do get, let's see, plus one additional crown move, and I pick Commander of the Guard, where I have command over my guard.
Because that's like leadership.
Yeah. Follows from the fiction.
You know, absolutely. Absolutely. And the great thing about that is that you would have worked intimately with Liana's personal guard because you were part of
it effectively.
So these people all know you. They trust you. If Liana says, you're the boss now, you're the boss now. End of list. So, perfect. I like it.
I had this from a previous book.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Now that I belong to Rook, is Rook my patron?
You know, that's an interesting question. And again, we have the option of trying an optional or a hypothetical rule here.
You can if you want.
Would you like to try it?
Sure. I mean, I don't see why I wouldn't. Like,
so the way that we discussed, and it was a very brief discussion, and I don't know if this is the way they're actually going to do it in the final game, but Todd seems very keen on having players be able to be patrons for other players. Is rather than it being sort of a mind-controlling thing, like, I'm displeased with you for no reason, you roll your stat that you would roll if you had a patron.
Mm-hmm.
For you, it's probably... What's your high stat? Sly?
Sly.
Yeah, it's probably Sly. On a 10+, you've done something, some important job for your patron that's netted you a barter.
Doing murders.
Yeah. Doing murders!
The benefit of this is that you're basically just doing your job and taking orders. The benefit of this for the patron is that as long as the patron has what's the word for the opposite side of that relationship? A patronee. as long as they have somebody there, they're in charge of that person, they can give them orders. You know what I'm saying? It's like
Bannerman is wrong,
yeah,
but close.
On a 7-9, you've done some things. You've gotten some scratch, you get your barter, but something maybe isn't quite right, or there's a cost that's going to come back on your patron.
I like it. All of it.
On a 6 or less, you done fucked up, son, and there's definitely a cost that's going to come back on both you and your patron.
I really like that, because that makes the displeasure.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't mind control me, it gives me something to be displeased about.
Yes. And then we'll just decide in retrospect what you fucked up.
Yeah.
I told you not to heal that person, I told you to kill him.
But you said, I'm sorry.
I know you go on an autopilot sometimes.
I haven't slept in 5 days, Rook.
And again, I think in this case, it's one of those things where I think it only makes sense to do the move when there's been downtime. So, like, if we stop in medias res in the middle of a scene, you know... I mean, the other option is we can retroactively say, oh, there's that thing you did last week that now that's coming back to bite you because this happened.
Yeah.
We'll fit it in the fiction as well as we can.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
Is everyone okay with that interpretation?
I'm very happy.
That sounds great.
Okay.
I want that stuff to happen.
Yes.
Because you've kind of the only thing we can think of, so.
I want that so bad.
I've been cutting quite the swath of destruction through this whole...
That's true.
You were behind the poisoning! I'm sorry.
If anyone ever found out...
It's not my fault.
You'd be strung up and burned alive after they drew and quartered you.
If they can catch me.
Well, but guys didn't die.
What kind of a monster would do that? To draw and quarter someone. What a specific punishment. It's only the sort of thing you'd do to a traitor, really.
Mm-hmm. Traitor.
All right. You know what? We left a cliffhanger. When we left, I think
two cliffhangers.
I think we need to get some screen time here.
Yes.
What was the other obvious cliffhanger was that? Yeah, but that's a scene that could just happen at some point. You had a mob descending on you.
You are here.
Savagery and hunger. So when last we left, there's a feast going on. People were making offerings to the dragon, and there's you hear just shouts and blah blah blah, and you can see sort of like lights. So light reflecting against the buildings, those people obviously have torches, you know, and they're coming to where your party is. And, so you guys are out back, right, of the...
I think it was actually out front, because usually the back is the graveyard for a church, and the front is, like, the green grassy swath where, you know, people congregate before or after.
Unless part of the tasting was of dead bodies, you probably want to be out front.
Well, you just grabbed them from out back.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we brought some tombstones from out back to make the fire pit.
Yeah. There is a coming around the corner is, you know what? It is a detachment of the militia.
Mm-hmm.
being led by Frifolk. We'll call it a medium militia for you know, purposes of mechanics, as well as a mob of angry townsfolk. Some of them are the people are shouting. They're shouting about the children. You have no idea what that's all about. they're shouting about. Well, you probably would if you thought about it hard enough. But anyway, and like you know, this blah blah blah, and then there's just a big fucking dragon on the lawn, and so there's like shrieks and you know a woman faints, and everyone brings their weapons up. People have crossbows and longbows and swords and axes and all the rest of this stuff, and Frifolk kind of puts his hand up and he's like. Wait!
Can I read a situation?
Yes,
I
mean, do that now.
A basic idea here, but... yeah, that's a nice, solid read.
Ask them questions.
Other side. What should I be on the lookout for?
What should you be on the lookout for? Frifolk's no dumb fuck. It's likely he's sent people with crossbows up and around. In fact, you know, I'd be looking at rooftops.
Mm. Well, then that feeds nicely into the second one, which is, where is my enemy really?
So here's the thing. You've got a cult, but a lot of them are new converts.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them have family members out in that crowd. The enemy is as much among you as it is in that crowd. If you attack that crowd, or the dragon attacks that crowd, you will likely have some of your followers, your new followers, turning on you.
And who or what here could be a useful opportunity for me?
Vincent. Vincent still has enough human in him to... If someone's going to represent the dragons well to the to Frifolk and the power structure, it's not going to be... How do you pronounce her name?
Ziena.
It's not going to be Ziena. It's going to be Vincent.
Okay. Well, then I will reach out to Vincent and say, could I have your shoulder to lean on while I go speak with these people?
Sure.
And I will approach Frifolk in the crowd.
He still has his hand up. And several people have crossbows trained on you at this point.
I'm sorry, we do not have enough food to feed all of you.
There are shouts from the crowd. They took all the food, you know, like the storehouses are empty. You know, monster, demon, kill it, kill the dragon. What are you waiting for?
There is no demon here.
For folks, says, I don't know. I seem to see a demon right there. You're leaning right on its shoulder. Unless, you know, I was mistaken, and normal people around here have six arms, or three arms, or... Sorry. Unless normal people around here have four arms.
You don't remember Vincent?
Vincent. Troublemaker.
He has...
What did you do to him, you...
I did nothing. He repented of his terrible ways, and has been gifted. There are many gifts for those who return to the old ways.
Would you like to read a person? You
should sure.
Read a person.
That's a 7. 7, yes. And I'm going to be a little bit wilder, I think. Read a person. That's 1. How could I get him to help me disperse the crowd?
Convince him that you and your demons swear... unconditional fealty to Lord Gaius's house. He is very nervous looking. You can see a bead of sweat pouring, coming, you know, running down his thing. You can tell in his brain he's calculating the odds of them being able to kill that thing, even with all the arms and armor that they have.
Look, put down your weapons. There is no need for that. We are all...
I beg to differ. You have 2 demons and a mob.
You have a mob as well, but we are all subjects of Lord Gaius.
At that point, let's see, I want to see his, I need a name, Callus, who is Firfolk's lieutenant and an imperial.
Is that the K?
C-A-L-L-A-S. As soon as, when you call his men a mob, Callus, you can see he shifts the weight of a massive battle axe. And he steps forward a little bit. He does not look pleased. He says, "You've been raising demons in our town."
Perhaps the demons were here all along, and we were too blind.
Silence! And Frifolk kind of looks at him, and you can tell Frifolk's thinking for a second whether he wants to shut him up and do the talking, but he says, he kind of lets Callus go. He says, "Why would you summon demons here if you did not intend to use them against the people or the rightful rulers of Dorat?"
"I also am a subject of Dorat. I have people here with me who have seen the way, and they have been unharmed, and their family is out there behind you amongst the crowd."
And there's some murmuring from the crowd on both sides now. They can clearly hear this conversation happening.
Call out some, family members on both sides.
Yeah.
Why would I summon demons to kill my friends, my kin, the kin of my friends, my family? They are
then
my family.
What do you intend to do with them?
Protect our nation, city. They are a pure expression of the old ways power, which we have neglected.
This abomination, and he points at Vincent, this abomination is a loyal subject of Lord Gaius.
I'm going to make it a point of, how much I'm using Vincent to keep standing. And since I am crippled, it is not completely an act. You say abomination, but he has done you no ill. He has killed no one. He has hurt no one.
This is Callus again. A thing you can't say about that monster, and he points at Xena.
Xena has killed no one either.
There was an explosion, fire. All the tales tell of dragons breathing fire. Are you saying that's not Xena's fault? That was not her doing?
It's true. She was born at the reaping, but there was no explosion. That was just the fire going up and the straw man.
And 30 people are burned, 20 dead.
Is that actually accurate?
Because I
summoned the fire. I conjured the fireball to blow up all the blue things on the mind moths.
Tell save the city, and there was some collateral damage. They don't know that it wasn't Xena's fault. And Xena's only eaten a corpse.
Also, you were pretty unconscious at that point.
Yeah.
Reasonably so.
Surely, it is some misunderstanding. Someone put too much strong spirits to the fire to start it. I don't know. But Xena would never do such a thing.
Unless I can be sure of this creature's loyalty, cannot allow it to live within the borders of the city, Frifolk says. You understand that, right? And he levels his sword at Vincent's chest. Vincent just sort of stares at it.
Why would you question their loyalty if they have done nothing?
Well, you should demonstrate it then. You, okay. Vincent, you were the son of a lord. Do you still swear fealty to her and to Lord Gaius? Unconditionally? And Vincent just kind of looks at him and blinks.
Of course he does. Why would he not?
He must speak for himself.
Well, Vincent, tell him it's true.
Vincent leans over in your ear. I swear fealty to no one but it, Vincent says in your ear.
It sometimes demands us to be less than true.
Seduce or manipulate. You get a plus one advantage here.
That's a 10.
Convenient. He whispers in your ear. Am I supposed to mean it?
Be sincere.
Turns back to Frifolk and Callus and says, It's true. I am still my mother's son. And I am still a subject of Doroth. And he gets down on one knee and bows his head in front of her folk.
I'll stumble a little bit.
There's some like, sort of, like,
and,
yeah.
And, like, put my hand on his shoulder to kind of steady myself.
Her folk says, and the beast?
It will do the same, if need be. But we have stood here talking enough. We have food left.
It will
people.
We will
share what we have. And I'm
the beast
talking over him and
will swear fealty now, or you will pay the price. And all eyes are on you.
Mm.
And Xena, like, uncurls herself. Itself, I should say. Xena uncurls.
Is she?
No, we've decided that all dragons are its.
Well, yeah, but this is a dragon that's been birthed by two humans.
Oh, it's true. You're right. Never mind. She.
Or one and a half humans, at least.
Or, yeah.
I think it's Vincent's still a he. So, okay, that's good.
So Xena, I was at least, like, 6/10 at the time.
I wasn't referring to you.
Xena uncurls herself and sort of pads like a cat, like a very, very large cat, down to where the other... there's everyone's weapons go up. And I think one crossbow actually goes off, and a bolt sort of bounces off of her hide. And, like,
she stops. I'll do this, like, both ways, and kind of stumble and put my hand back down.
And she comes up behind you. And she puts her head down behind you and makes the show of bowing her head.
Mm-hmm.
But really, she's just putting her head down sideways behind yours and says, "You will regret making me do this as much as I love you, Wei. We bow to no man."
It is merely words.
I don't think she's listening at this point. She puts her head down on the ground. There's like a murmuring throughout the crowd. And like all the weapons come down. And Frifolk says, You might. You know, I shouldn't, but I've got to take your word for it. There's talk of an attack on the city. From within or from without. Somebody's tried to poison Lord Gaius tonight. I need to know, since you have monsters at your disposal, evidently,
if
someone tries to take Doroth, you will rise to its defense.
I see no reason why we should not. If these were, as you said, monsters, why would we try poisoning?
Well, I certainly don't believe you did it. There's more than one monster in this city tonight. My men have to go now. I appreciate you wanting to throw a party, but the stores are pretty well depleted after the Reaping Day celebration, and for you to be using all the rest of them like this, even if it's to feed your friend there. And he kind of gives this weird look to Xena. The city literally cannot support that. You're going to have to give back some of the stuff that you haven't used yet. We have an army to feed to defend the city. If we come under siege
and
the food stores are gone, the death of all of these people, and he kind of waves around to the other people, the death of all of these people will be on your hands.
I have killed none of them, nor will I.
Good. Make sure the non-perishables make their way back to the keep as soon as possible. Like I said, the time for revelry is over. We are on war footing right now.
Where is this enemy again?
We don't know yet. But why would anyone try to poison Lord Gaius unless they intended to try to take over?
So certainly Lord Gaius is dead?
No, fortunately, he's not. I've got word from Lady Faella herself that Lord Gaius still lives.
But he was poisoned?
They attempted to poison him.
Well, it may have been some nobleman or woman who thought they were above their station.
Almost certainly.
That does not sound like war footing to me. That sounds like petty bickering amongst the upper class.
I wouldn't talk so disrespectful about your betters. You know, usually you kind of operate outside of the whole political situation here in Dorath, but you need to be aware of it now, because when it does come down to one side versus the other, ain't nobody gets to stay neutral.
But I'm on Lord Gaius' side.
And you better stay there. And is he just little Suzman?
Maybe you should look to the conspiracies in the halls of the castle and stop rousing rabble in the streets.
Seducer manipulate.
An 8.
I think he's going to need you to immediately have orders to start packing up the food and bring anything non-perishable to the keep. Mm. He's going to want to see that to sort of show good faith. Is that a thing you're willing to do?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm going to try and raise the rest of the crowd to our side and finish the party. And if he wants to stop it, he's going to have angry people
do
behind.
It.
Like, Furfolk wants us to starve, to give all of the food to his men when there is still plenty for all of us. Those of us here and you out there, come join your friends, join your family.
Roll.
Yeah. Blah. That is all of the voices of the people. Get two.
So happy that worked.
The man, I never do this when I can be not identified. That's not a thing I can ever take.
Well, it makes it easy.
Crowd will active defend me, and I rally the crowd.
Okay. The crowd is rallied. There's a shouting. The two crowds that started to mingle when you originally suggested that they come and share the feast. And so, but as soon as you say that, Kallus steps forward with his axe, and he's just like, he gives Frifle a look, Frifle kind of shrugs, Kallus steps forward, and Vincent steps in front and takes the axe blade in the head and goes down. But it gives you enough time to sort of melt back into the crowd if that's the thing you want to do.
No.
What are you doing? Frifle has his sword up.
Zienna, they're killing people. Stop them.
All right. So, you have a large militia of plus a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a little more kick with your militia than you would otherwise. So I think what's happening is that when you peel off the mob, Frivolk's men aren't going to fight against him. Mm-hmm. But the locals, his militia is about half locals, half imperials. The locals aren't about to go fight their brothers, sisters, cousins, neighbors. Mm-hmm. So they're just kind of standing by. In fact, and they might even step in if it looks like people are being slaughtered. So Frivolk is basically left with a well-armed and well-trained small militia. You've got a large militia. But I think at this point you're engaging in combat.
Okay.
So why don't you... And your goal is what?
Stop Kallus. And that's it.
Basically, contain them.
Have... Ideally... I want Zienna to immobilize...
incapacitate.
Yeah, incapacitate Kallus.
Gotcha.
And then step in and be like, this has gone too far.
Well, then that's definitely engaging combat. I like that.
Because they just whacked the shit out of Vincent. And I'm going to go ahead and use...
How are you taking into account the fact that there may be snipers on the roof?
And there are a mob defending.
Yeah,
you?
There's people all over the place.
One of them are wearing the same stuff as you.
Yeah.
So a bunch of them are. So a bunch of your as soon as you say to me, a bunch of your inner circle surround you, and so I think that's going to get you the plus one from the from your Rita Sitch. That's why I was trying to work that in.
Okay. And then,
or did you already get the plus one from Rita Sitch? You got a plus one from Rita Person before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. He's not gotten the plus one from me to say
yep.
yet.
Good. Perfect.
I'm also going to use the plus one from being amongst my people.
That seems reasonable.
Aren't you in your place, too?
But you can only do one place or faction per second.
Yeah.
I can't double stack that.
What is your fierce?
Minus three.
Nice. So this brings me up to
minus one.
Yeah. So that's a five.
Okay.
People are dying.
So here's, I think, what happens. I think what happens is there is a brief... So a few bolts come out of nowhere, mm-hmm. and a couple of your followers around you drop. They may or may not be dead. Remember, too, that this is you have a large number of people. And I think basically what ends up happening is they mob... Xena just jumps on Kallus and actually crushes him. Thing is, you're still going to win because you just have massively superior numbers and they can't possibly slaughter all of the townsfolk.
You probably
the only monsters
it.
Here are the PCs. several of your close people die. A couple of the city guard die. A number of townsfolk are killed. There's like shouting in discord, and some of the local militiamen start yelling at the foreign militiamen, like, "You fucking idiots, what are you doing? This is like you're killing our families. Stop it. And like there's this massive commotion, and the whole thing descends into like just chaos for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then at some point, like the remaining militiamen, two or three of them have been killed, a few of other them are injured, are sort of surrounded. Mm-hmm. And then the local militiamen are there, as well as like your. And I think what ends up happening is that Xena is still sort of perched there with Kallus's body under her front legs. Mm-hmm. Frifolk is there. You know, he's just kind of like he's put his sword down. He's dropped his sword basically, and you know you basically have him. And then I think before anyone can do anything else, so there's this like tense moment where everybody's just sort of looking at everybody else. And then I think Xena reaches down with her head, tears off Kallus's head, and just swallows it whole. Frifolk is just kind of looking at you.
Can we cut there?
Yes.
Because I have some thoughts, but I want to think about them a bit more. Yeah.
Who do we want to do next? Do we want to do you three next, or do we want to do Lady Faella... coming to something, something, something.
Like coming that. To an end of her journey to my office.
Well, no, you've been summoned.
Oh, I've been summoned. That's right.
To tend
and
to
I just
tailor.
Say, Lana, I'll be back in like 5 minutes. Where is he? Because I would like to catch up with him eventually.
Where are you going?
I mean, actually, we'll let us decide whether we.
Well, yes, we can have a little scene before you guys leave. So you're there. You've sworn fealty. You're given the ear. And I think that's kind of where we left. I don't think you two rode off into the sunset,
no,
right?
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
You don't know how to ride a horse yet.
A runner, I mean, a runner's shown up and there's an important, like, Lady Liana needs your, assistance. And, you know, friend of Rook's, right?
Yeah, yes.
And Lana's like, oh, where are you going now?
Lady Liana has summoned me, and apparently there's something really bad. She said it was urgent. Apparently somebody's in critical condition at the castle. Is that where they are?
It's a manor rather than a proper castle. Okay.
Well, I can't very well put my own well-being above one of the lords, so, you know, I know you told me you'd take care of me, but you go take care of this, but you got to come back. It's real important.
It's very important. I'm sorry, Lano. Here, here, have this.
Oh, what's that?
Why don't you sit with it for a while until you figure out what it is? It is something organic and a little bit... It's wrapped in a cloth, but it's very oddly shaped. Parts of it are squishy and parts of it are bony. It is the nearest thing at hand. She's trying to entertain him. In the meantime, this is the equivalent of that, like, beads on wire thing for kids.
I'm guessing it's very intricately wrapped, too.
Yes. It's mostly a puzzle to unwrap it, but...
Okay, I'll play with this for a little bit, but,
Yeah, don't overexert your arm. You have to do it left-handed, so you should be entertained until I get back.
All right, take your word for it,
I promise, I will be back. I'm sorry.
I trust you, Lana. I trust you. Just do what you gotta do.
Okay, wonderful. And she, like, kisses him on the head. Mwah.
Okay, you should probably go now.
Okay, I will go.
Alright. Meanwhile, Quinn, you're going to talk to Lord Gaius.
Yes, I'm knocking on the door.
There's a knock, knock. Knock at the door.
Well, excuse me. Wait, wait. We closed on...
That's true, we did open the door.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go. So, there's a not a knock at the door. Quinn, you're standing there.
Lord Gaius.
Now, remember, this is very convincing. The smell is right, the walk is right, yes, the voice is right. Okay.
My lord.
Yes, I'm Lord Gaius. Who are you? Quinn, what are you doing here?
Why are you surprised?
I was told you were dead.
A gambit. There's darkness afoot. I think this is a seduce from you doing.
It might be.
How do you feel?
It might be an act under duress.
Yes.
You're not going to get him to do something. You're just trying to lie.
Yes. That's a 9.
So.
Can I assist?
Yes.
Please assist.
Would you like to interfere?
And we have,
that's 7, so...
Bonds out the ass.
Yeah.
So it's...
Oh, no, it's what you assist with. It's what stat you assist with. You're assisting but with Wily, probably.
That's what I assumed.
Yeah.
It's still a 7.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's 7.
Yeah. So, are you going to try to interfere?
No.
Okay, so...
Can I also read a person?
You can, but give me one moment.
Okay.
What do you say to back up fellow at this point?
Honestly, I don't think that I would really say anything more as act the part.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because Tao is not very confident in this situation and is just going to let Tao do, fellow do the talking.
Which, ironically, is exactly what Lord Gaius does.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course. So because you're really better at that job.
Is that brought it up to a 10, right?
Yes.
Yeah. A gambit. Sometimes, you know, people fake death to flush out a would-be assassin or a would-be traitor, right?
An attempt was made on Lord Gaius's life. We're not sure who is responsible, but I assure you the culprit will be found.
Your lady wife, Lady Faella, she mentioned the witch hag, Tao.
She was here. She was helping with the scenario. You know how Tao is, but she had to go do witch things. Who knows what those are, but...
I'm afraid much has transpired.
Okay, if either of you wants to read, if people want to read.
Yeah, I want to read.
10!
You can interfere with any of these.
10. Wait, yes, 10. I can math.
Oh, did you just advance?
No. This is the sheet with paper.
No, but I'm not going to interfere, but I would like to read... Which one? I would like to read Gaius.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't. I'll be right back.
Seems good.
Seems legit.
What is your character's plan?
My character's plan... My character no longer has a plan.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. My character's plans are up in the air. Everything was predicated upon Lord Gaius being dead.
How could I get your character to swear unflinching loyalty to me?
Protect me from Lyanna.
Ooh.
Okay.
You sort of work in the conversation. Yes, I was just talking to Lady Lyanna. And something.
Would you like to ask any? I have one more, but...
Yeah, they can be asked any time during the conversation.
Yeah.
What are you leaving out?
I was coming here to bring Tao to Lyanna.
For what purposes? This is me asking. Were you answering in character,
so,
talking? Or
yeah.
Answer,
I
either way. I mean, I was answering to you, reading me.
Yeah, I think he was talking quote-unquote exactly out of character.
So that's all I want. My wording was probably something like, where's Tao? I was sent here to look for Tao.
Sent here to fetch Tao.
You put together that I said Lady Liana's name, and now I'm looking for Tao, and so on and so forth. But yeah.
What? For what purpose? Do you know?
Tao and Liana. Well, keep in mind, when this transpired, I believed you to be dead, my lord. But I believe Tao and Liana are both vying for power under the under the pretense of your death.
You know how women are. Do you think there's any truth to this, my lord?
It's possible. The lady is doing something with the witch. Perhaps we should bring her in for a conversation.
Conversation seems appropriate. Sir Quinn, perhaps we could persuade you to be of assistance.
Liana is holed up in bedchambers with her personal guard. You don't understand. The entire castle is locked down.
I am Lord Gaius. I simply wish to speak to one of my
subjects.
One of my subjects.
I'm well aware, my lord.
There will not be an assault on her keep.
She's not in her keep.
She's here.
She's in the manor. She is here. Every petty nobleman.
I want to say that no one else is in here with you. I'll point out that it is Reaping Day and everyone was here for the banquet. Everyone who's still alive is here for the banquet.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of dead nobles up in rooms.
Yes. But what does your character really want?
My character really wants as much power as he can safely get without dying or losing body parts and so on and so forth.
So you mean to tell me that Lady Liana would not be willing to speak with me?
Lady Liana believes you dead, my lord. If you were to show up at her door in the flesh, then she would certainly she would not be able to deny your vigor.
The more you talk about Lady Liana, the more the pain in your hand gets stronger and stronger and stronger.
I would suggest you not leave.
Flexing it.
I would suggest you not leave your chamber. If she speaks with you, she should speak with you here.
I
could retrieve her.
I agree.
You notice, because you blew your roll, you notice Quinn's flexing his hand, and do you have your mail gauntlet on right now? Or you have your okay. Even though he's wearing a gauntlet, you can sort of, it's as if you can kind of like sense there's something
sort of a magical heat.
Yeah. You can even see like maybe little like almost as if the gauntlet was semi-transparent, like little tendrils of like fiery, like blood colored, you know, running up the arm.
Question: when I harness the unspeakable power and my eyes roll back for a little bit, is that I feel like I would know this? Is that something that's like a long trance, or could it be some sort of a detect magic, sort of a rapid fire?
It could be as quick. I mean, as quick as it needs to be for the interaction to happen. So, if you want to gaze into the unspeakable power now,
yeah,
you can totally do that.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's nice.
Yeah, it's an 11.
Guys.
Yes, I'm guys.
Well, I figured, you know, it'd be more fun if we did it this way.
Well.
He's got a drink in his hand. He's kind of leaning against something that's not visible. Like suddenly there's like a proscenium pillar that's all black. Tricky one that. What is it you want to know?
What kind of hold does, I'm assuming it's Liana, have over?
Of course it's Liana.
Something with his hand.
She got him the same way she got Rook. Don't fuck a witch. You know this.
I do. It's different than what I do, though. What exactly is the bounds of it?
Well, she's got his mind, at least for now.
How strongly?
She can keep him from doing things. I don't know if she can make him do things. It's not a particularly strong spell. He drew her blood, not the other way around.
Can I reverse it, so that I have control over him?
That would probably require you fucking him again, and I sorely suspect he's not going to go fucking Lord Gaius. Quits an ambitious, not that ambitious.
Fair enough. Is it breakable then?
Eh, it'll wear off eventually. He's actually doing something to wear it off. You gave him, what is it, newt paste?
It's true, I did.
It's funny because of all of the anti-magic salves, it's like the weakest. But he did take it off the shelf.
It's true.
Anyhow, I'd be greatly entertained if you and Liana squared off.
Can I have your assistance in that fight?
You realize, of course, she also has my assistance in that fight.
I want more of your assistance.
Aww, you and your fingers.
I'm willing to pay, and usually you're more than happy to accept the price. But if you don't want any more souls, then fine. I will just go have a fair fight.
Guys, stop. Stop, guys. Here's the thing. If I were to let you two bid up each other, yeah, I'd get both of your souls, but I'm going to have both of them anyway. Eventually. And what would the fun be? Oh, whoever wagers the most portion of their soul wins the fight. I believe in letting humans have their free will to create chaos in the world. Otherwise, it's no fun. Do you think you could take Lady Liana?
Absolutely.
Then what are you worried about?
I like assurance. Think of it as a backup plan.
And he leans in, and he throws the drink and says, "You've been dealing with me long enough to know there's no such thing as assurance. Tal."
That's the way it is.
So it is. So it has been. So it ever will be. Remember that, human.
My name is Tal. I am no mere human.
Quinn's like, interesting, interesting.
Cut off, damn it. It always hangs up on me.
It's people power Batman.
Drop call. So I believe we should have a chat with Lady Liana. Would you two be willing to perhaps convince her to come, you know, make her presence known so that we can sort all this out? All this nonsense?
I have been with her in her chambers. I do not believe that she will leave willingly. She won't believe me
even
that you are alive.
Even if you ask nicely?
She will not believe me that you are alive.
How could I get your character to try and manipulate Liana out of there?
I don't know.
We could have it be on other pretenses.
I would have to, for some reason, believe that A, I was going to succeed at that, and that B, even if I failed, I was not going to has instigib.
Right.
Because, frankly, he does not believe that he can succeed at manipulating Liana. He has been willingly being manipulated by Liana.
Right.
I will take you there. That is the best that I can do in this situation.
Take me to her and I will figure out something.
Go with my blessing,
then. Jewish.
Okay.
I kneel before leaving.
So you're standing there in the middle of a bloody mess. Mm-hmm. Some people are moaning in pain. Zian is gnawing on the corpse of Kallus. Firfolk is looking at you with disgust, but he's dropped his sword. And he's surrendered, basically. What do you do?
This is what happens when we fight amongst ourselves. It didn't have to come to this. You didn't have to come here with swords. We could have had our little feast. Everything would have been fine. We could have protected the city. Now, in defending ourselves, you have made us look like monsters for folk. Because we had no choice.
He looks at you and says, "You may be right, but I'm not eating any of your friends." And he looks over at Sienna. And he says, I surrender. Well, what are you going to do with me?
We will let you go, of course.
Let us go, just like that. With people dead in the streets, half my men deserted, the city potentially under attack, no food in the larders. You're just going to let us go. Fine.
Men, we're leaving. What should we do then? You started a fight. We ended it. How can we make this right?
Well, we're not capable of defending the city right now. But I believe you are.
Then we shall. But Lord Gaius might not take kindly to us just showing up.
I will go directly to him and inform him of what has happened. I assure you, when it is presented to him that he is fighting insurmountable odds, that he'd rather have you on his side than otherwise.
When we have a foe that is in common, we will all be so much happier. Call on us when that is the case, and we will be there.
He picks his sword up off the ground, takes his cape and wipes the blade. Get the dirt and the blood off. Sheaths it. Come on, man. Back to the keep. And, like, the mob parts, and about 20 of his people march back out. And everyone else is kind of standing around staring. Vincent moans and reaches up with one of his arms and covers in black, just ichor is running out of the gaping skull wound.
I don't feel well.
You'll be fine, Vincent. It looks after us.
Damn, okay.
Isn't that right? I'm going to harness unspeakable power and try and repair the damage. Oh, is yeah, that's healing, a 13.
Is there a healing touch move in this game?
There is for me, but I mean...
Okay. Have you had given advanced bending at all?
No, I haven't. I haven't advanced harnessed unspeakable power. Okay.
I think because there's actually a healing touch move, so there's going to be significantly higher cost to this than there would be if you actually had the move. Okay. I'm not going to say you can't do it, but you got a 13, so. Mm-hmm.
It's still going to be high cost, even though it's 13.
Oh, sure.
That was entertaining.
It was.
And my child is no longer hungry.
It's true. I feel like I may have betrayed their nature to keep them alive. Is that all right? Was that the right thing to do?
You know your followers, right, Lee?
I do.
And you know they're but men and women. They're humans.
It's true.
And humans always act in their nature. And the nature of humans is to build up and then tear down. To create order and then create chaos. Yes?
This is true.
And in that cycle of things, your puny lives spark and then wink out. It is in the nature of dragons to do other things. And that nature cannot be hidden any more than your human natures could be.
Then I have not wronged our beautiful child.
No. In fact, you have prevented... Well, you have prevented Sienna from coming to harm. Vincent, not as much.
Can you help him?
I can help him. But...
That was ill done, what Callus did.
It was ill done. There's a certain degree of... How shall I put this, my child? You are my beloved. My favorite. Yes. You know this.
I love you too.
But... Sometimes... Just as you told Vincent, you must feign... loyalty to temporal powers. If there was a mistake you made tonight, my child, that was it.
I see.
However, it's a shame for Vincent to pass due to your oversight. So, I will let you take on his pain as penance.
I see.
It is your choice. You are too valuable to me for me to simply harm.
Well, Vincent has been a great comfort to us all. A shining beacon of your power that all can see. It would be a terrible shame if he was no longer around. What do you ask of him?
Take his pain. Exchange something with him. Would you do this, child?
I would.
What? You're still at Forearm?
I think...
You got healed up a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I got healed up to 2 harm.
Oh, we'll take 2 more.
Not as much as a battle axe.
But hey, proper Hocus has 2 debilities.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's how you know you're doing a good job.
I'm working on it.
Didn't want to take them in the
same scene.
There's a splitting pain in your head, and you reach up and pull your hand away, and there's blood, and you feel an itching all around the wound. And Meta looks at you and is like, "Wait, your head." And Vincent gets up, and he's whole.
We must care for our children no matter how much it pains us, Meta.
But, and she touches your head on the side here, not where the wound is.
Mm-hmm.
Your skin, it's like Vincent's.
It is a sign that I'm blessed. We should rejoice. But I fear I am too weak to rejoice right now.
Meta looks at you like, can we all share in this power?
If we serve our beloved faithfully, I see no reason why not. But Meta, I am tired. I'm so tired.
We should take you to the doctor. We should take you to the physician.
That would probably be wise.
Everyone loves lamb.
Seen lamb like twice in the same day.
Yeah,
you probably get a freaking customer discount.
Yeah. I hope so because I'm broke right now.
Yeah, I made a special little card that only we has, and I stamp it every time I have to put it.
Every 5 visits, you get a free nipple.
Yeah,
I'm picturing it just being like a little stick figure, and like each one's got a little circle.
No, it's a little hand.
Yeah.
Take off the figures. That's evidently how you do a countdown in SCUP.
Mm-hmm. That's how we do it.
So you are getting ready. You're packing up a kit to take. I assume you're going to go see Lady Liana?
Yeah, it's just kind of difficult because, you know, I'm actually, you know, between patching up Tal and we and everybody, I'm really low on supplies. So...
Well, it's the wee hours of the, I mean, not the wee hours of the morning, it's getting, like, the sun is starting to come up,
dawn-ish.
Right? It's dawn-ish.
Yeah.
There might be a few people over in the market.
I'm gonna get Celine to go and make a quick run to the market to get me some bandages, and then meet me,
At the keep
with Lady Liana, because I need some of that stuff, but I'm gonna...
We, on the way over to Lamb's, you see Saline, who you recognize as one of her helpers,
mm-hmm.
Sort of shuffling down the street.
Saline.
Oh, hi. Hi, Wee. How you doing?
Not so good.
Oh. That's bad. That's real bad.
I know. This is the first time I've had to see Lamb twice in the same day.
Oh, what? You gotta take better care of yourself. Who's coming with you? Is Vincent like coming with you to help? I mean,
I think probably Vincent and Meta.
Okay, and Vincent, I want to say maybe he's throwing on a cloak or something, so he's not going around in broad daylight as a dragon.
Maybe like
one or two other people. But,
yeah, yeah. But you still don't have the same cloaks as everyone in your cult wears, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are still smeared with colors from the Reaping Day celebration. And she goes, well, you need to teach on that right away. Lamb's going to the keep. It's been summoned by Lady Lana, but I think if you go there, you're a respected enough person that you could probably...
Well, we could certainly meet her there.
You should do that. And in fact, Hitler finds... we need some supplies. Can you help scour the market? I've got money.
You have money, right? She's carrying barter.
Can you do that? I do not think I have the strength. Will you help Celine?
Yes, we. If that is the will. If that is its will.
I'm sure it's part of its plan. Otherwise, we would not have met Celine here, and we would have arrived at Lamb's, and no one would be there to greet us.
Well, child, you hurry along to the keep. See if you can find Lamb.
Alright. Just wanted to have that little...
Mm-hmm.
Crossing of paths. Because yes. Why not get everybody in the heat?
Yeah, why not? It's a party. Everybody party in the hot tub. Everybody.
Are you going with?
Of course, of course.
Yes!
Though I motion to one of my militia coin. Go get Lamb that research equipment I was telling you about.
Armor. No, wait, what? Oh, what is
it?
Lamb's been looking into some of the things that the sword does.
Oh, so...
I was thinking that first-hand experimental tools would be the most useful.
So...
I want Quinn's sword.
Oh, okay.
For Lamb.
For me. He's gonna put it on me. He's gonna teach me
sending after him.
Coin. This is a specific thing. I also have a bunch of different connections too.
Is this a bounty thing?
Yes, it is.
Give me 1 second. Read the bounty move. I need to hear that.
When you put out the word that you want something or someone, roll plus fierce. On a 10 up, it shows up in front of you like magic, no questions asked. On a 7 to 9, choose one. Something shows up close, but no strings attached. The correct thing shows up with strings attached. On a miss, someone can tell you exactly where it is, but you're going to have to go through hell to get it. And the fact that you're looking for it might not have gone unnoticed. You want my what?
This is interesting because I'm sort of interested in seeing how a thing can be taken off someone's person. At the same time, I'm perfectly willing to let you make the move, and you should interfere.
It seems reasonable.
Almost certainly. So why don't you roll... And I would interfere with fierce.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Seems reasonable
in here.
His sword.
Yeah, he's whispering into the maelstrom for my sword.
He's not actually. He's sending a thief after it.
Yeah, I know, but it's that move.
It's, yeah.
Well, I successfully interfere with a 7.
I get a 7, which I guess... I get an 8, which means that brings me down to a 6. Do you want to help?
Yes, I want a sword. Yeah.
Because you know some people.
I do know some people.
Get some one-armed thieves in here.
Yeah. So, that is...
Oh,
no. Curiosity, can I help?
5. That is no help.
I don't see why not.
Me, Lord Gaius?
You might have heard about it.
I probably heard about
it. This is a thing that just happened.
Like,
well,
right
now, hold on. He just sent off a thief. The thief... presumably fails. However, he or she fails in my palace.
That's a bit of a stretch.
I was just asking.
That seems like the type of thing where when the thief comes up to me and attempts to take my sword and fails spectacularly, then you being like, give him the sword, Quinn. As your lord command you, or something. To me.
Sorry. I mean...
That's all.
You can say no. I'm just asking, since presumably it
happens
in my
castle. You know what? If you want to do it, go ahead and do it. How would you... I guess...
You get 2 XP.
Yeah. Do it with... I guess do it with Wily, then.
That is a 10.
Okay, so on 7 and 9, what happens?
7 and 9, it shows up, but it's got some strings attached.
So, you know, Quinn's sword.
It bothers me that you could just take a thing from another character, but I think the rules say that you have to be able to do it, so we're gonna do it. something very much like it could come back with. Do I get to pick on a 7 and 9? Can I see the thing?
Sure. I don't think you get to pick, but if you want something very much like it to come back, I wouldn't be upset about that either.
Yeah, you could just...
We need research stuff.
We need research stuff.
It doesn't
stuff
need to
anyways.
Be your sword. It just needs to be a sword that does that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't see that it has to be specifically Quinn's sword.
Yeah,
he's not like a sorcerer.
Any kind of sword that would
be. I know what it is. Yeah. I know what it is. I'm going to add something to the fiction here. See if you're okay with this.
Okay.
The thief, let's face it, going into Lord Gaius' keep and stealing the prized possession of the most powerful swordsman in the land is going to be tricky. But we know where Lord Quinn, we know where Sir Quinn is staying. Or usually stays. And what Quinn knows that hasn't been mentioned yet is that there was a paired dagger.
Ooh.
It was damaged. The blade is broken. It is actually so. And you fight with sword and shield? Or no, is it a two-handed sword?
I fight with sword and offhand.
Like, punchiness?
It might say it's a two-handed sword.
That's not for you.
No, I'm just saying.
No, I fight with sword and
if
offhand.
It dances.
Okay.
I don't have a shield.
Okay, but either
can
way,
use that in a
the sword is big enough that you can if you need to take a big swing, you can grab it with your free hand. Otherwise, you can use your free hand to like fight the opponent.
The dagger
is broken. It didn't look like it was all that terribly useful, but it was rare and old and valuable. And so I think what ends up happening is that the thief, instead of trying to track you down, goes to the whorehouse where you spend most of your time. Slips some jingle to the madam. Goes through your things. And finds the broken blade. And recognizes it instantly because everyone knows what justice looks like. And so, it's made of the same stuff. Like, clearly
it's
just
also
broken.
Named truth.
Yes.
Truth. And just...
Nice.
Yay.
I think, this is gonna take a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's gonna come to you,
In time.
But maybe even like after this thing, is that okay with everyone then?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Which means that your helping didn't actually help, but it doesn't really matter. You would have had the thief come to the thing. So I'm perfectly happy keeping the results of all those rolls, the results that we got.
Yay!
But you probably won't notice the thing's gone for a long time. I mean, you've been spending most of your time in the castle anyway. So no strings attached. And this was sort of a way to give everybody the thing that they needed without taking away, like, the major playbook feature of a class.
Well, surely you're a great warrior.
Well, three harm AP is part of that.
I know.
So I think Wii is moving slowly, so Wii's not going to arrive at the keep quite yet. I think you got to Lady of the Honors with Quinn before any of this happens. So let's play that. I shouldn't be talking with my mouth full. I'm a terrible person.
You are terrible and you should feel bad.
Mm-hmm. No, because I don't realize I'm doing it, then I listen to the recording, I'm like, Anyway. Okay, so, fellow.
You make a rule that if you're in a scene, you can't eat.
That's usually what I do.
Yeah, it's usually what I should do, but I'm in every scene, and sometimes I forget because I want to eat. Again, I'm not clearly not nearly fat enough.
You just need to get more
getting there.
PC versus PC, and then you've got a chance to eat while they stab each other.
Yeah.
Right, Othello and Quinn meet with your mama. With Liana. Come in.
Open the door. Lady Liana.
Yes.
Gaius lives.
She was asking for just a split second.
It's good news, my lady. We think that someone attempted to poison him. But
I had not heard. The fact that you had intimated that he still lived suggested that there was a possibility of otherwise.
Well, the point is, there's danger afoot. We're trying to make it seem to any conspirator as if Lord Gaius is disposed of. For safety purposes, of course, but he was hoping that you would come and speak with him in private.
Conspirators, yes. We must do something about these conspirators.
Absolutely.
But I'm afraid I'm
am indisposed. A member of my coterie has taken ill. Perhaps she was exposed to some of the poison that was attempted to be used on Lord
Garrus. I'm sure they'll be just fine.
I am not so sure. She's a dear friend, if a commoner.
Oh, well...
Is this an order from Lord Gaius?
It is. It's very important, and I'm sure as someone what? With... Well,
something would you like to read that... a person?
Yes. That's not so great. That's a 6.
Fellow.
She steps into you.
Lord Gaius can wait. And Lord Gaius can totally wait. A little bit.
Is that a...
That's a hard move. Yes, that's a... That's a Jedi mind trick.
Okay, just being clear.
if I do the hand motion for the... These are not the droids you're looking for. That's a Jedi mind trick. In fact, I think you can fight through it, but it's acting under duress.
I am, absolutely. and that is a 9.
You sense that Lady Leon is using her power. Do you want her to use her power on Philip? So I think you know what it is? I think you're momentarily sort of... She's done something... Like, you suspect she's done something because all of a sudden you're not... Your thinking isn't as clear as it was before. I think you're like, no, Lord Gaius really needs to see you now. That's how you want to play that, right?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know what was... Forgive me, my lady.
Have a seat. Would you like a drink?
Yes, I would. This is very important. I can't...
She motions for a server who brings over a couple of glasses of wine. Hands one to you.
Sit down.
Would you like to read a situation?
Yes.
Queen, you're just watching all of this.
I'm going to...
Because she's gained a new source of power.
A glass of wine and sit down also.
And that is a 10. What should I be on the lookout for? Who or what here could be a useful opportunity for me? How is one of my enemies vulnerable to me right now?
Wine, what should you be on the lookout for? Clearly you could not choose the wine in front of you.
Yes.
So, if she's drugged the wine, it means she has drugged or poisoned. She could be framed for an attempt on Lord Gaius' life.
Right.
It took me a second. Will's nodding at me.
That's so good! That's so good for us!
Mm-hmm. And there was turn.
What was the last question?
How is one of my enemies vulnerable to me right now?
She really can't refuse an order.
Okay.
Not without blowing her cover as being disloyal. So, to Lord Gaius.
To Lord Gaius.
And I set it back down and I don't drink.
I totally drink.
Free booze! Woo!
Seems good.
Fellow, I got you a drink. Are you not interested?
Oh, well. Smells lovely. I'm sure it's a little vintage, but I'm on the job. It's been an extremely stressful night, and I'm clearly already lightheaded.
Are you okay? You seem different somehow. And she kind of leans in.
I'm gonna roll under duress.
Really strange new feelings.
How strange old
and
feelings.
I got a 5.
Oh my.
She has an earthy, slightly flowery smell to her. It's strangely intoxicating. She says to you, "Oh, fellow, I see you've made some changes lately."
I am very afraid of her at this moment.
Oh, do not worry. I won't tell anyone. It'll be our little secret. But I would like to... Well, I'm always fascinated by these things, you know? And, like, the conversation has gotten low. The point where you'd have to strain to hear what they're talking about.
I'm just kind of leaning closer.
I didn't duress to get close enough to not be.
Close enough to what?
To play it cool and lean in and hear the conversation.
8.
So I think...
I think you're going to get a bunch of it, and then... So you can get some of it, or say you can get all of it, and then she's going to, like, but she'll notice, or you can get some of it.
I'm going to get all of it.
Of course you are.
Yeah. And then...
Would you... I'm always fascinated by these things. Would it be... I'd love to. Okay, well,
and he's like,
next card. He's holding up the ear that he's now got on his fetish necklace. We need a picture of this to put on the podcast page. I would. Whoever did that work, I would love to see it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you know? And she kind of leans over and kind of takes a look into your crotch and is like, I know.
And he's just staring at his hands, doing this thing. He's just rubbing his hand, just like.
She's intimating something about Fellow's crotch? Yeah. Question mark. You glance down and you see Fellow's rocking one. You've seen this before. That's a chance as you.
That's a chance as
this guy.
You never mentioned that before.
Hey, would you like to gaze into the unspeakable power?
It's not that bad.
That's the new name for Fellow's crotch.
I'm drinking wine, I'm looking at this eunuch's crotch bowl. It's like...
This is the weirdest character I've ever played in the campaign. I'd just like the listeners to know that. It is not usually like this.
Smoke it.
Instead, it's usually...
Impressive for a eunuch, isn't it?
Yes.
Can everyone just not make eunuch jokes for one day of my life?
This is happening in the unspeakable power.
I can sense it!
Some deep disturbance in the force.
I sense a eunuch joke.
Alright, let's get back to this. Yes, you were saying.
I don't know what's going on there, but I'm the one who sleeps around in this relationship.
You didn't know who you were getting yourself involved with, didn't you, Quinn? I mean, she's your equal in every way. That's except the fair. Kicking ass. She's better at the whole witch thing. So it's pretty much a wash.
I don't know. It just grinds my gears. She's
Maybe.
She's undressing another man with her eyes right in front of me. Sitting right at the same
time. Well, it's not every day a eunuch gets un-eunuched.
That is pretty fancy. I wonder if that's still, like, you know, a little gay. if three-way or something. Are there balls?
A dragon's three-way.
The dragon's way.
Well, I mean, curious. You know, does it matter? That's the question.
I don't know. Does it matter?
I think it depends where you stick it.
That's an interesting point.
But really, you've had all this trouble from banging that chick. You want to get Fellow tied up in this too?
Tied up. That's a good idea.
You know what? Forget it. I'll allow this. Yeah, he kind of looks around, motions her servants out of the room.
Extremely terrified and confused eunuch!
Former eunuch. Ex-eunuch, if you will.
I'm going to slide my hand onto Fellow's thigh. Interestingly enough.
Now,
roll sedition manipulate.
No. I saved Fellow from...
That's right.
His angry father.
You have a call. Oh, God.
I applaud you, sir.
My hero!
I see there's something going on between the two of you. And I think we ought to resolve it. It'll calm the tensions in the room.
Oh, poor Gaius.
She accidentally... spills Fellow's drink on the floor. Yes.
That's very messy.
Yeah, I should clean that up. And she leans over you.
Abort! Abort!
Yeah.
Well, hold on a second. I think. First of all, I don't mind getting graphic with this, but I want you to all trigger your. Like, so you get both of these people in your black book.
I already have Liana in my
book. I know.
But,
yes. Does this mean that you'll sleep with Gaius now? And I can break your curse?
No, he's old and gross.
Oh, he also has that rash.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, Fellow has extremely nice skin still. So.
Sorry?
It's really interesting.
Sorry. Different.
Ah. It is. You know, spill when I close my eyes, it's...
It's almost, you can imagine... Almost imagine it's a hot chick. Almost. Being the key friends.
And you know, some of the differences are also interesting, too.
Yeah.
In their own way. It's different. You know, Smith.
Have like, you guys seen the Gay for Oberyn subreddit?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
This is like the most fucking scatterbrained session ever.
Okay, what were you saying about her?
Have you shaved recently?
He wouldn't have,
but his body sort of hair wouldn't have started growing in yet.
That's true. So it would be all smooth and weird. It would be weird. It would be incongruous.
Also, women didn't shave then, unless we have them do that.
No.
Well, there's a difference between the like the girl hair and So
details that I know.
Voice special
for reasons.
Anyway. I'm making everyone uncomfortable, yes!
Well, while you guys figure out how this three-way works, I'm gonna go get a root beer.
Well, at some point, Fellow gets tied up. Are you okay with getting tied up at some
Absolutely.
Point?
Absolutely.
Yes. All right. Fellow gets tied up.
That's important.
What is the black book is the special move there, right?
Yes.
Okay, mine is Whisper Darkness or An Ear at Each Door.
Oh my goodness. What have I gotten myself into?
So, I can... I'm not sure which one I'm going to do.
We'll think about it. We can do a short commercial break.
Oh, I have coffee. My sex move triggers, which is Whisper Darkness or An Ear at Each Door. I'm going to use Whisper Darkness. So temporarily, you think she's against you. And also, you can see the solution to the problem of how to extricate yourself, if you want to, from her grasp.
Okay. Any thoughts as to what that solution is?
Yes.
From either?
Oh, party? You want to give a suggestion? Cause
well, this is more of like a world thing
than
a me knowing thing.
Well, it could be your own spin on how to do it.
I guess because it is Whisper Darkness. I guess it's just like trying to get, it would be trying to get you to switch alignments, essentially. Saying like, okay, you're under the power of another person now. So under their protection.
At least Gaius doesn't mind control you literally.
Yet.
So I think part of it too is, so you've tied up Fellow, and he's stripped down, and Lady Liana is naked and about to mount Fellow in the chair. And it strikes you that while her power is strongest during sex, she also seems most vulnerable. Like you feel the compulsion. Like that the throbbing in your hands stop as the thing proceeds. This may be a very small window. So she's about to mount Fellow. What do?
I come up behind her and I hit her right in the side of the head. Alright. Yeah.
You deal harm. She goes down in a clump.
Is she out?
Yes.
Fellow?
The pain in your hand has stopped completely.
We should leave.
I need to be untied.
I pull out my... Well, I go over to my clothes and get my dagger. And then cut the ropes loose.
Do you think we should do something with her? Like, put her somewhere?
Oh. Yes. Let's tie her up.
Yes. We do this.
Tie her to the chair.
Mm.
You know Faela's in the next room.
Yes, I do.
I don't know that. I'm just reminding you if you case.
We should bring her to Gaius.
Oh.
out of character. Do you know Faela's in the next room?
No, I don't. No.
That is a thing that I was.
I do have a third question. Have hidden.
well, shoot.
Who did you read?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What are you leaving out?
Yeah.
Yeah. What am I leaving out? Vial's in the next room.
What are you guys doing?
I guess we're making our way.
Well, hold on a second. No, you guys, so you.
I guess, do I hear her in the other room or
no.
something?
No. She's tied up and probably gone, and possibly unconscious from all the torture.
He's probably just, like, nervously glancing at the door every now and again. Or
yeah, yeah, that's probably what it is. There's something important in the next room.
What's in there?
Nothing.
You know what? There have been a lot of people hiding things in rooms from other people today, and I feel like there's probably something in there.
There's nothing that you want to see in that room. I'm going to... Can I act under duress here?
Yeah, sure.
It's an 8.
Would you like to interfere?
No.
Make things interesting.
One of the... So no, it's probably just a bunch of the Lord. Maybe lady on the servants like to listen. Or...
Well...
They like to... You know, have fun when...
I did learn the information.
No, you did right.
It's more of a question of, yeah. Do I care?
I see, yeah. You're right, you did learn the information. So how do we play that? Like,
well,
maybe it's better if we don't uncover that, because maybe you're afraid that Faela would uncover Gaius.
Actually, I was going to kill Faela, wasn't I? We were going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another way to play that, which is... You succeed on your... You flinch, but it's not a bad thing. It's still a good thing for you, because I have the same goal in mind. Or similar, not an anti-you goal in mind.
Yeah, but maybe you don't know that you have the same goal, and that's, yes. that's the complication. I like that.
Nothing I want to see? Something important?
Whereas you're possibly involved in treason now.
I'm going to start putting my clothes on. I think you should do the same.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. I Podcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.